And now this is a dictation. For Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D, Stuart, S-T-U-A-R-T, June 30, 45, address as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up for Gerald with chronic kidney disease. Prior exposure to anti-inflammatory agent Celebrex. No hospital visit. Family participated of this encounter. We were forced to do this telemedicine because of problems with office staffing. Some dry mouth, hard of hearing, according to wife, no vomiting dysphagia, no bowel urinary problems, no gross abdominal pain, no reported chest pain dyspnea, no reported edema ulcers. He's unsteady on his walking, uses a cane, but no recent falls, denies the use of oxygen. He has a sleep apnea but unable to use machine, denies orthopnea PND, has a chronic back pain. Medication list review. Actually looks like he's still on Celebrex. For blood pressure, HCTC, losartan, metoprolol. Diabetes cholesterol management. Weight at home 230, blood pressure 134/67. His hard of hearing but normal speech. I can see him interacted with wife and answering questions appropriately. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Creatinine up to 1.8, previously 1.4, 1.5. Anemia 11.9, abnormal white blood cell platelets, abnormal electrolyte acid base, normal calcium albumin, present GFR 49. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Prior kidney ultrasound, normal size without obstruction. No urinary retention. There is anemia. We will do workup, including iron studies. He needs to stop Celebrex altogether. There has been no need to change diet for potassium, normal acid base. Phosphorus needs to be part of testing. Continue diabetes cholesterol management. Continue to monitor. End of dictation.